Slide the weight of your leg back into your pelvis. Let the femur heads rest in the acetabulum. Now, let's change the standing position.
Image now. Think of letting your weight rest on the femur heads as you stand. We'll make it more specific in a moment, but just think it the best you can for a moment. Now let me show you a way to get a sense of where those femur heads are. Said we did not want to think into the great trochanters out here, but rather that we did want to think into the articulating surface here of the joint, the iliofemoral joint in here, exemplified by your lines. Problem: we can't touch or palpate the actual articulating surface in here, too deep in, surrounded by muscles, by ligaments, by a capsule. We can, however, palpate or touch the great trochanters where we don't want to be. So let's work at developing an awareness of the joint indirectly. Let's touch the great trochanters, palpate them. They're out here, and would you all feel them? Has everybody found his or her great trochanters? If you haven't, just let me know and I'll help you find them. One way you can become very aware of them is to flex your thigh, and you'll feel them rotating as you do the flexion, so you get very much in touch with them. All right. Now, let the great trochanters melt down the sides of your legs. Take your hands and just slide them down the great trochanters and beyond. Let the great trochanters melt down the sides of your legs. And think in between you have support. Those are your lines of support in between the great trochanters, which are melting. Now, by thinking of that support somewhere in between the great trochanters, you can then refine that as you practice more and more and really begin to get a sense of where those joints are. Todd said that iliofemoral joint awareness, thigh socket awareness, was the most difficult kinesthesia that she taught. It might not be for you. It is for a lot of people. But this, I've simplified this to a way, God bless you. I've simplified this to a way, in a way so that you should be able to have a methodology for getting into it. Okay, now the next part of the process. I mentioned, I think, that standing still and sitting still are very difficult skills. Maybe I didn't tell you about that, but let me tell you now. Much more difficult to sit still or to stand than it is to walk, and sometimes even to dance, because those positions tend to become very static. And the standing position can be very stiff and static and rigid. So I have something to discourage that. And I call it the femur bounce. And let us do that right now. It's just a little rocking of the femur, of the pelvis on the femur heads. Not that the femur heads and the pelvis ever separate, but you can image that. That you're bouncing your pelvis on the tops of your femur heads. And you can reduce what you're doing to where it becomes very minute, almost imperceptible. You can even reduce it to an image. And this is a wonderful process to help make standing a dynamic one. Now, as you do the femur balance, let the great trochanters melt on the outsides of where your support is, just to get a sense of that. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a little exercise here we'll do to perhaps get another insight into letting the weight rest on the femur heads. You might remember when we were children, we would come up behind each other to play tricks on each other, and we'd just push in the knees here and taking away that support. Your playmate would almost fall. Okay? Now, I don't want to do that here, but let's use that principle for a moment by letting the weight drop out of our knees and catching it on the femur heads. Okay? Do that again. Let's let the weight drop out of our knees and catch it on the femur heads. And again, let it drop out of the knees, catch it on the femur heads. Okay? Now, let's go back to bouncing. Every time you bounce, let the weight drop out of your knees, catch it on your femur heads. Instead of in your favorite holding place, I don't know what that might be. It may be your shoulders, it may be your arms, maybe your ribs, maybe your neck, might be your ankles, might be your knees. But as you bounce, let the weight drop out, catching it on the femur heads. That's a little exercise you can play with when you're waiting for an appointment or bus or bar or whatever. You don't have to waste that time. You can use it. All right. Now let's look at this with another little process that will give you a sense of it. We're going to walk with a bounce. We're going to step, bounce, and the step is a bounce, and step, bounce, and you're bouncing on the head of the femur. Again, it will show you as you do that, if you will observe, where you might tend to stabilize yourself. Again, some may grab in the shoulder, I'm exaggerating to show you, to support. Others may grab in the ribs, the arm, the neck, or whatever. But very freely, just bounce. Let's do that. Let's walk, bounce, and walk, bounce. Get away from the wires and walk, bounce, 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 and step, bounce, step, bounce, step, bounce, and step, bounce, and very free, and step, bounce, and step, bounce, step, bounce, and step, bounce, and step, bounce, 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 and again, bounce, and step, bounce, step, bounce, and one more time, let's step, bounce, step, bounce, step, bounce, and step, bounce, and stay in place. Now once again, let's just do a little bouncing on the femur heads. Keep letting the weight drop out of your knees, out of your shoulders. Catch it on the femur heads. Okay. Now let's go and do this image with another familiar daily activity. Let's climb the stairs. That is, we're going to go out and we're going to put our foot on the step, and what we'll do is to image that the weight is resting on the femur head instead of in the foot. We'll step on the step and put the weight on the femur head, and we'll step on the next step and put the weight on the femur head, and so on. And let's actually go outside and just climb those stairs. We have some steps out here, don't we?
We can use those.
Yeah, can we use those?
Might be better.
Yeah, let's use those, fine. If you want to put your shoes on before you go out, you can do that, or go barefooted. In climbing the stairs, we did it rather slowly. And that is all right. Especially when you're trying to learn something. And for these awareness exercises, it's quite appropriate. But let me point out, you don't have to climb the stairs slowly in order to do it well. You can climb as fast as you wish. That needs to be made clear, because some persons will equate slowness with excellence, and it doesn't necessarily not necessarily true. In fact, I'm going to work with you subsequently on some climbing the stairs in a little different way, which I'll show you how you can do it with another sense of dynamics. Now, as you sit, would you once again let your weight rest on your sit bones? The 10-pen image you saw up there, the head like the 10-pen centered, and no shoulders and or the weight of gravity taking the weight from your arms, and you're balanced evenly on the two sit bones. In the brochure, for those of you who got that, you might have noticed that the term multi-level was used. And you've heard me mention that for people who've worked with me before in the images we've been doing the last 2 days, I would say, especially for them, do it this way or add something for them. All of you can do it. I'm not going to always qualify what is a multi-level, but what we're going to do now is something that's especially for people who've worked with me before, but I want us all to try it. Take a look at the eye sockets. They are, in a way, similar to the acetabula, the thigh sockets. And your eyes are resting in there. The eyes are, sometimes we call them eyeballs. So they are round and a similar shape to this. And in more advanced work, I like to do the same thing with the eyes that I do with the thighs, to center the eyes in their sockets, and essentially, muscularly, a parallel situation, to get into those deeper muscles in the eyes so that we can release the extrinsic muscles. We want to get more into what is called the intrinsic ones, back further, deeper in. So the image is going to be very similar. We're going to think of the eyes resting deep in the sockets, and the outside, you don't have great trochanters out here, but I want you to think of the outside here around the temple area and even a little forward as melting down the sides of your head and cheeks, the same way your great trochanters melt down, as you think of the eyes themselves sinking deep in the sockets. You might want to even touch the temple area all around there and let it melt downward as you image the eyes resting deep in the sockets. And you can touch the closed lids to remind yourself of the eyes resting deep in the sockets. And the eyes can be soft under the lids. Now while you're touching the eyes in your thought, go back down to the heads of the femur bones and think of them resting deep in the sockets. Even though you're touching the eyes, and you'll notice that the eyes will rest more easily in their sockets with more depth. Touch the outsides, the temple around the outside of the eyes, let that melt downward. Okay, now you can very slowly allow your eyes to open and let the objects come into your range of vision as you very slowly let the eyes open, rather than to let the light inundate your eyes. Let it happen slowly. It seeps in. In a moment, we'll go into constructive rest, and I want to make a few comments about the previous work we've done to clarify constructive rest procedure. In class, I do not always do a complete constructive rest procedure. The focus here is education, to give you the material and not to get a specific or complete therapeutic effect in each class. So, when we work today, we'll not do a complete constructive rest. I want to take you, I can't repeat everything we've done, and I want to cover this new material. But to go back to what we've done already, the session yesterday where we did the sand images would be a very complete session if you added the head as a balloon. The balloon image of the head, you know that one. We will be doing that again. The first session that we did would be complete, and you have your notes from that. I don't want to go all over that, but the first session that we did would be complete, quite complete, if you did what I'm going to add today to our work on the floor. And that is, we're going to imagine that the shoulders are epaulettes. Do you know what epaulettes are, everybody? Epaulettes are a little decoration that uniforms have. They're sewn on the shoulders, and officers in the military have them, and doormen have them, and other kinds of uniforms. Sometimes they have a tassel hanging from them. You see, does everybody see what they are? Okay. And we'll imagine the shoulders are epaulettes, and we're going to see the epaulettes with the tassels as the arms. So there's a connection there. And the image of the epaulettes is that they widen away from the base of the neck. And we're going to give tactilate over the shoulders and down the sides of the arms to the fingertips. Then after we've done the moving tactilate, moving away from the base of the neck, we'll touch on the tops of the shoulders, a little behind the center line here, and give our partners an opportunity to image the epaulettes widening from the stationary tactilate. It'll just be on the sides of the neck here, shoulders. Okay, we're going to image the sit bones growing down the backs of the legs, all the way to the heels. And we'll give tactilate for that. We'll image the femur heads resting in the femur sockets in constructive rest. And we'll also work with the image of the eyes resting in the eye sockets. Whatever time permits, I will review with you from our previous session, the first session. I won't do any of the sand images, but I'll review as many of the processes from the first session we had as we have time for. But again, to make it complete, you would do all of them plus the epaulettes. All right, let us take partners now, decide who goes down first, and go into constructive rest.